Thanks very much, Bilal, and thanks to all of you for being here. I'm used to, at academic conferences, saying I'm standing between the audience and cocktail hour. There's no cocktails here, so you guys are stuck. I will nonetheless keep things brief. I want to start by just reiterating what Dean Traynor said this morning. It's a real honor for us here at Georgetown to be able to host these first days of this series of hearings that the FTC is hosting. It's really we have a deep connection to the FTC, as Dean Traynor explained, and it's really just wonderful to have such a vibrant debate and so many of you here today, and special props for my antitrust students who showed up. I really appreciate that. Former students, so they're not getting any benefit from this, since I'm not teaching it this semester. One of the things that I think has been particularly heartening about today's discussion is we really see the full integration of the agency's consumer protection and competition missions. I think both of those are front and center. Certainly the last panel makes that very clear in the issues that these hearings are tackling. And you heard Bilal say earlier that the Bureau of Competition and the Bureau of Consumer Protection are really complementary. I might add, Bilal left one thing out of his formulation, which was the Bureau of Economics. And it's my view that with a small handful of FTEs, the Bureau of Economics could actually be completely substituting of both of those other bureaus. But that's perhaps a chauvinistic view from someone who spent some time at that agency and in that bureau. The importance of these hearings, though, really can't be understated. I think one of the great things of the American regulatory system writ large, and one that sort of a distinguishing set of characteristics that one sees when one goes around the world and sees how regulation and law enforcement is done in many other very sophisticated jurisdictions, is a level of transparency and accountability that characterizes the way our federal agencies act. And to be sure, one could be cynical about certain actions that those agencies take, but when one takes a broad view, it really is quite impressive. Agencies have to justify their decisions. Agencies have to have a coherent framework, and they have to have evidence. And those agencies don't get to make those decisions on their own because they are subject to accountability through the courts. And you just have to open up the paper today to see an example of a court overruling a federal agency that did not meet those standards. So the agencies have a real obligation. These hearings fall into that framework of transparency and accountability. An agency that fails to justify its actions in a particular case to a court loses a case. An agency that fails to justify its program and its approaches and framework loses its relevance before the public. And that is, I think, a very damaging and harmful thing to have happen. So for an agency periodically to hold sustained public hearings where it examines both the sets of problems on which it is focusing and the analytical framework with which it's approaching those problems is really a very important aspect of maintaining that relevance, maintaining that legitimacy with the public. And that is exactly how I see these hearings and what I see the FTC is doing. The FTC has always been an agency that cannot stand still and rest too comfortably with the problems it's focusing on or with the tools with which it's analyzing its approaches to those problems. Indeed, that was the spirit in which Chairman Patofsky launched the hearings nearly a quarter century ago. We were in a time of very interesting economic turmoil with the rise of high technology industries. Economics and other tools for assessing where there were competitive harms, where there were harms to consumers, were changing and developing. And it was his judgment as chair that the agency needed to go out and make sure that it was well understanding what problems the public was focused on, that it was understanding the industrial changes that were before it, and that it was understanding the state of the art of the knowledge with which it would assess those problems. Well, I think all of those forces are even stronger today. And when Chairman Simons came into office, he came into office at a moment that most of us in the antitrust field and many of us in the consumer protection field recognized as sort of a historic moment. I think there was sort of unprecedented debate. Well, I don't want to say unprecedented, but certainly unprecedented for the last 40 years, debate over some of the fundamental framework and conventional understandings of how antitrust should be enforced. There is a recognition that we have much sharper tools out there for understanding how consumers behave and process information. It's time for the agency to step forward and make sure that it is fully taking account of and understanding that public debate, because if it doesn't, it will keep looking over here and the public will be thinking about problems over there. So if you open up again the paper over the past week, you'll read that there is a lot of public debate, a lot of debate in academia, a lot of debate in think tanks about whether the consumer welfare standard in as conventionally conceived in antitrust enforcement is adequate to address some of the concerns about market structure changes or wealth distribution changes, things that the first panel this morning talked about. I had people come up to me and say, can you believe the FTC invited so-and-so? Those are flaky ideas. They shouldn't be giving airtime to those. And the FTC and I firmly disagree. These are things that people are thinking about, and they are motivated by the problems that everyday consumers are perceiving. And if the agency turns its back on those voices in the debate and doesn't take into account what might be legitimate in those arguments, the agency will lose its transparency and it will fail the test of accountability before the public. So recognizing that, we see on all of the panels today and on the panels that we will see in the other 19 days of hearings that I think are scheduled, are a real diversity of views that explore the outer boundaries of what would traditionally be thought of as competition enforcement or consumer protection enforcement. And only by taking into account that thinking at the outer boundaries, of hearing about the problems that might be novel or different in form from the way we've seen them before, given the rise of large digital industries and AI and new kinds of technology, only by fully exploring them and doing what Chairman Simon said we should do and that he would do in his opening remarks, follow the evidence. Follow the evidence to identify where there was really a problem. Follow the evidence for where we have a good understanding of tools that can resolve those problems. In that way, the agency will do two things. The agency will modernize its thinking. It will better be able to explain its actions, even where the action is inaction. It will better be able to say action is not warranted, or we don't know enough to have action. And we're making that decision having taken into account the state-of-the-art thinking and having really heard from the public, from stakeholders of all kinds, about what the problems are that they are feeling and that they are sensing out there in the marketplace. By doing that, the agency will become more effective. It will modify its framework as it needs to be more effective, but it will also be more effective and transparent in justifying what framework it eventually arrives at after these hearings. So these are more important as events than the one-off kinds of conferences that very often characterize a field. They are a sustained and iterative process over 20 days where some of the same issues will come up again and again. Everything is documented, everything is public, and at the end there will be reports very transparently explaining what evidence the agency is crediting, what arguments it's crediting, what arguments it doesn't feel it can credit, and the technology, if you will, of consumer protection and competition enforcement under Section 5 at the agency will be all the better for it. So this is an important enterprise. It's an important enterprise not just for the people on the different panels, but it's an important enterprise for all of you to participate in, commenting, sending your comments to the agency. The agency has got an open window for those comments right now because it is a unique moment that we might not get again for another 20 or 25 years, or else it will occur only incrementally through the case-by-case kinds of transparency and accountability. So this is a critically important moment. I think this is a really auspicious start today to that moment. I look forward to following and participating in some of at least the remaining 20 days, and would encourage all of you to do so as well. Thank you.